Local from Montana Wild Hack. That was Slow Country here on RTRFM 92.1. We're about 10 minutes past 11 and we've got another treat for you this Friday on the program. The South Perth Learning Centre has a four-week talks event this month exploring the history of Australian art with leading art historian and curator Dr. Anna Gray AM. Dr. Gray was head of Australian art from 2001 to 2016 at Canberra's National Gallery of Australia, covering Impressionism, women artists, West Australian artists, among other topics. The series will run from the 7th to the 28th of Feb, so coming up very, very soon. Anna Gray is on the line with me now. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm really well, thank you, Anna. Thanks for joining us. And I've also got the pleasure of being joined by Judy Jennett in the studio from South Perth Learning Centre. Hello, Judy.
Hello.
Thanks for being with us today on Artbeat. Starting with you, Anna, can you tell us a bit more about your background and your time at the NGA?
Well, I worked in art galleries for about 40 years. I started off way back in the 70s at the Art Gallery of Western Australia as an education officer, and then went to Canberra to work at the Australian War Memorial, then came back to Perth to be director of the Lawrence Wilson Art Gallery, and then to the National Gallery. So I bounced back between Perth and Canberra.
Pretty cool places to be bouncing back and forth between. A really wonderful resume of things on your list. Anna, what can people expect from the upcoming talks in terms of the focus of the talks and the style?
Well, just a PowerPoint with lots and lots of images, and I curated an exhibition of Australian Impressionism for the National Gallery of Victoria about 3 years ago. So the images are mostly those which I used in that, the paintings which were in that exhibition. It was a fairly comprehensive exhibition. And then we do the Edwardians, which again was an exhibition I curated for the National Gallery of Australia. And so a lot of the images will be based on that exhibition. Then we move to women artists. And it's very important, I think, to promote women artists. Australian women artists are getting more focused now than they have in the past, but they're still not as well known or represented as some of the male artists. And then we end up with some West Australian artists, including the wonderful James Linton, Florence Fuller, Kathleen O'Connor, just covering really the story of West Australian art.
And yeah, an incredible opportunity to shine a light on, as you mentioned, women in art, as they have in the past often been sidelined or omitted. To Judy now, who's with me in the studio, what inspired this series?
Well, I draw at the centre, and through my classes there I met Tania, and she is part of the Linton family, as is Anna. And we were having a chat one time and I was saying I'd love to have some art talks at the centre. And she gave me Anna's contact, which was lovely of her. And I contacted Anna, and while she was busy last year and unable to take the talks, when I recontacted her in November, she was happy to be involved for the first 6 months of this year.
Yeah, an incredible treat to have these talks. And I know you're very excited about them, and I'm sure a lot of folk out there are too. Judy, how does the South Perth Learning Centre support engagement with the arts? I know that's a really huge value of yours.
We're a non-for-profit organisation, and we try and follow what the community is interested in. So we have a large program of drawing and also art, painting. People are interested, so we try and provide courses that follow their interests and also are affordable for them.
You're on Artbeat this Friday, the 2nd of Feb, and I'm joined by Judy Jenich and Dr. Anna Gray AM. They're here to talk about an exciting series of talks happening at South Perth Learning Centre, all about art, specifically women in art. Anna, who can join these workshops? Who might be the best people for these talks?
I think anybody who's interested in art or wants to be interested in art. They're not aimed at, you know, people who have knowledge of art. Though people who have knowledge of art, of course, are welcome. It's but a pretty, you know, I'm open to people just learning about some artists that they don't know about, or learning more about artists they do know about. Like the Impressionist talks will mention both Robert Street and McCubbin and Conda, which most people probably know about, but it will have some other artists as well, including women artists. Women artists are going to peek through every corner they can because I think it's important. The Edwardians is a period people possibly don't know as much about, but again, there's many artists that they will be surprised that they know quite well. And again, it includes the West Australian artist Kathleen O'Connor, you know, which people do know about. And so it's for anybody who's interested or wants to be interested. And I think there are interesting stories. So anybody who's interested in history probably also would be interested.
Yeah, I love the local bent to these talks. It's really cool to kind of dip back into history and see what we can learn from it. And Anna, we are kind of travelling back in time for a lot of this series, exploring art from the past. What can we gain by venturing back and exploring these artists?
Well, I think it's you learn about our past, and I don't think we can have a present without a past, if you know what I mean. I very much believe that what came before teaches us about who we are and what we are now. And for instance, in the West Australian talks, I certainly will focus on the wonderful James Linton, and people will know about him through his silver work. Many people might have a silver spoon by him. But I'm going back right before Western Australia was settled to the Dutch explorers, just a few images of the early explorations. Because Western Australia was settled before, not settled, was visited before anyone else, anywhere else in Australia. And that's not known well enough. And I think knowing the importance of where Western Australia sits in the whole of Australia is important for us who are West Australians.
And to Judy, finally, where can people go if they'd like to come along and listen to the talks happening at the centre?
Well, we're based in South Perth. We're on South Terrace at the lower level. And we're also online in terms of SPLC. Just look up or Google phone in or visit us. Very, very welcome either way.
A series of very exciting talks encompassing history, art, women in art. It's all happening. Dr. Anna Gray, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure.
and to Judy as well with me in the studio. Such a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
That was art historian and curator Dr. Anna Gray and South Perth Learning Centre's Judy Jennett chatting about a series of art history talks happening at the South Perth Learning Centre this month. To find out more, you can visit their website. It's about 20 minutes past 11 here on The Sound Alternative. Coming up, more of Cool Change Contemporary's exciting artists in residency. But right now, this is E.S. Hughes with Half Moon Whispered.